We're listening to the music of The Wiggs. They've been described as part garage rock, part southern charm, a sound that caught the ear of another southern rocker, Dave Matthews. Their second album, Mission Control, was released this week on Mr. Matthews' label, ATO.
Mission Control, take his fame. He's tired of where they lead him.
And joining us now are The Wiggs, lead singer Parker Gispert and drummer Julian Doreo. They're in the studios of WABE in Atlanta. Thanks so much for being with us, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You've got a lot of nice attention on this new album release, including from Rolling Stone. But I have to ask, Parker Gispert, you've been quoted as saying rock is probably as unpopular as it's ever been.
I think that's true. It's unfortunate, but rock has a way of prevailing always, so we're optimistic.
So you guys haven't thought about getting into a kind of a growth industry rather than rock?
My parents would probably be a little more happy about that, maybe.
Well, tell us a bit about that song we opened with, if we could, Mission Control.
Mission Control was one of the first songs that we wrote when we completed the first record, and it took us probably the longest to finish of any of the songs on the record. We played it in various forms for about a year, I guess.
What's the story of the song?
I sort of thought of it as sort of space blues, and it's just kind of a song about getting to where you want to go on your own terms.
Mission Control.
The one thing I knew about you when you first brought your name to me was that you... I think I knew about you. Your first album was self-released, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And you bought the instruments to record it on eBay and then sold them back on eBay? Is that true or is that just somebody's public relations story?
No, it is actually true. We didn't have many resources to record the first record, and we took the little money we had and bought recording equipment off the internet pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then once we were done recording, you know, we didn't need that equipment anymore. We just turned it around and put it on eBay, and actually I think I remember making a little bit more money than I paid for on a couple items. So all of a sudden we were profiting from this album.
Let me ask about another song if we could here. There's a song called, we're going to hear a little of it, A Thousand Wives.
Yes, sir.
Well, I met my match at the Kingdom of Showdowns. Me verse the evening song. By my shoulder he gazed. My arm was still raised. To find my will stick on. No.
What's the message behind that refrain, A Thousand Wives?
The song started out as a song about, I guess, greed with women and being a young guy. And
you don't mean wives at all, do you?
The first way the song was written, you're kind of dreaming about being with all these women, and it kind of got in the way of you ending up with the person that you originally were in love with.
I have to ask, if I could, Julian Doreo. That name, The Wiggs, I should have spelled it for people who want to be able to find your music. That's W-H-I-G, the old, many years gone political party. Why did you appropriate that name for your band's name?
Well, we were a young band, and we called out to the bar, and book our first concert. We're all really excited, and our excitement kind of ends when he asks us, what's your band name? And we kind of look at each other and think, oh, we've sort of missed a big part of this process. And
it's a little embarrassing. I had nothing to say. I literally told him I'd call him back.
So we just kind of had about half an hour in the parking lot and just were saying a bunch of names to each other. And someone said the Wigs. And I think the one thing that I did like about it is that the name the Wigs didn't really connotate any particular sound. It didn't sound like, you know, the Black Death Rebels or something, and you would have something in mind, or, you know, the Daisy Singers or something. It was just sort of a neutral name, and, you know, hopefully the way the music sounds will be what people associate with that name. So
I do want to ask, February 5, it's being referred to as the Super Tuesday series of primaries through, I guess, about a third of the country. Georgia is included. In your estimation, not to put both of you on the spot, what kind of guitarist is Governor Huckabee?
That's a really good question.
That's a great question.
He needs to do a little Bill Clinton and get himself on TV and shred a little bit for the young...
The young audience will be sold quickly.
Well, gentlemen, it's been wonderful talking to both of you. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks so much for having us on the show.
We're going to go out with another track from your album. This one is Like a Vibration.
All right.
Like a vibration.
Been talking to the lead singer, Parker Gisbert, and drummer, Julian Dorio of The Wigs. Their second album, Mission Control, came out this week. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
The road that calls us, it doesn't know.